You can struggle or you can surrender. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. You can struggle or you can surrender. Both of those are an identity. Are you a struggler? Notice your stories, the stories that you tell, the stories that you feel is real, the stories that you don't dare tell. By the way, we worship struggle in this culture. If only I struggle enough, then I can do it. And people will respect my struggle. There's all these little secret payoffs with struggle. And let's be honest, in this culture, we don't like the term surrender. Surrender seems like losing, doesn't it? Until you get what surrender really is. Until you get what surrender really means. And then you get why Neville Goddard taught prayer is to be contrasted with an act of will. Prayer is not about willpower. Prayer is not about setting an intention and making it happen. Prayer is a surrender. Neville Goddard said prayer is a surrender. So I surrendered to making this episode for you. I don't struggle with subjects to talk about. I don't struggle with technology, generally. I surrender to the most lovely. Maybe you've seen the photo that I've put on the Facebooks. See beauty, be love. That's what I showed a photo, and I put on there with this cool little app thing you do. See beauty, be love. It is so easy to surrender to a yum. A yum brings peace. A yum brings quiet. They like travel in a little pack together. A lot of people struggle with getting a good meal. Yeah, I had a mother-in-law like that. She struggled with getting a good meal, no matter what the meal was, no matter where she got it from. She didn't cook anymore. So if somebody gave her a meal, took her out for a meal, if she even remembered a meal she had last week, there was always a complaint. She struggled to eat food that was yummy. Always struggle. You ever notice how much bullshit comes with struggle? The way you feel, the way you talk, the stories that you repeat. And they try to change. And what you need is the secret of surrender. Now, I can't teach you that in a 3 to 5 minute to 10 minute podcast. We did put it in a pack, The Secret of Surrender. You can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. That's the Crass commercial. And I have no problems. See, I surrender to paying the electric bill because I don't want to generate my own power. I surrender to the mechanic. He changes the oil and fixes my car. I don't want to do that anymore. I did it as a kid to save money. I spent hours doing things that a mechanic can do in minutes. See, I just didn't think it through enough. Because I could make money doing what I love and pay someone else money to do what they can provide for me. You get to surrender to speed. I was talking with a mentor of mine last night, and he called me up. We had a lovely chat, went on for about an hour. And I remember the first time I gave him money. And how that gave to me. And how that continues to give to me. Because I surrendered something that I thought was valuable. See, money is considered valuable. See, if I say it a little differently, it's valuable. I give him money, he gives me time. I give him money, he gives me resources. Time and resources that save me time. I remember flying to Florida, I dropped $2,000 to take a training. And I had to buy an airline ticket, and I had to buy food when I was there. I had to stay in a hotel. Didn't want to sleep in a rental car. That kind of deal. And I surrendered what I thought was valuable for value. You get to surrender what's valuable for value. Neville Goddard says, always be investing your time, your money, your imaginal act. I use money to multiply time. I use time to amp up experience. But here's the biggie, the imaginal act. Always be investing. Your imaginal act is valuable. Your imaginal act is not a daydream. Your imaginal act is not thinking. We talked about motor elements yesterday or the day before. Your imaginal act is valuable. It activates value. Because I can imagine a lovely day, a yummy meal with Victoria. If I imagine a yummy meal with Victoria, I want you to get how powerful this is. This is why I love the yum method. Because I imagine Victoria's yum as she comes to the table, sits down and takes a bite. And I actually am imagining my experience of her yum. And that implies the food is excellent. That implies the relationship is excellent. That implies we've got time to relax and enjoy each other. Because I didn't move around the world to be with her, to have us both work 40-hour jobs and be away from the house 60 hours a week and barely see each other. I came here to dance with her. And so I take my valuable imaginal act, and I invest that in her yum, in my experience of her yum, in our way of relating. If you got gold today, if this is taking things to a new level for you, if you're having aha moments and insights, because I was talking with a client the other day, and they never thought about valuable like this. You invest your time, you invest your money, you invest your imaginal act. And how we explore changes you. You're the explorer. You give God the adventure of a lifetime. If you got gold today, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Get some goodies. We've got The Secret of Surrender. That works fantastically well with the attitude of Abdullah. And they reveal the value and the able of you. A lot of people feel small in today's world. A lot of people imagine up that they're victims. They're waiting for the next big thing. The good thing or the bad thing. And I'm not a fan of waiting. I'm a fan of realizing your value. You are the sunshine. You are what gives life. Dive deeper, soar higher. Imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. You didn't come here to struggle, did you? And a lot of people settle for struggle and stress. You came here for something else. Listen to the beginning of this again. Surrender to the lovely. Discover your valuableness. Be the blessing. My name is Mr. 2020. I do want to thank you for listening today. Leave a comment. Share the show. Dive deeper. Have a great day. See ya.